Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive, and today we're going to take a look at Release Bell.
Release Bell.
It's a service that's designed to keep you in the loop about new software updates.
Okay.
For projects that you're interested in. You know how it is, you find a cool tool or a library, and then you kind of forget about it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then months later, you're like, oh man, there's a whole new version with awesome features, and I had no idea.
Right, exactly. I always feel like I'm playing catch up.
So Release Bell aims to solve that problem. It promises to send you personalized notifications so you never miss an important update. And before we dive in, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
SafeServer.
They're the folks who can help you navigate this whole digital transformation thing. Mm-hmm. And they also know a thing or two about hosting solutions, which is pretty relevant to what we're talking about today.
Definitely self-hosting is becoming more and more popular.
Exactly. So if you're curious about SafeServer and what they do, head over to www.safeserver.day. Now, you've given me some really interesting information about Release Bell. We've got a description from its GitHub page, some details from its cloud and app page, and a peek at its official website.
Yeah, a good mix of sources to get a well-rounded view.
Right, so let's see what we can learn. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is Release Bell, and what problem is it trying to solve?
So in a nutshell, Release Bell is designed to keep track of software projects that are hosted on GitHub.
Okay, GitHub. That makes sense. A lot of development happens there.
Yeah. And the key here is that Release Bell focuses on the projects that you start on GitHub.
Ah, so it's not just a generic feed of all updates. It's tailored to your specific interests.
Precisely. You only get notified about new releases for the projects you actually care about.
That's smart. It cuts through the noise and helps you stay focused on the tools that are relevant to your work or your hobbies.
Exactly. It's like having a personal assistant who keeps an eye on all your favorite projects and lets you know when something new and exciting comes up.
Cool. And you mentioned this earlier, but it's worth highlighting again. Release Bell is self-hosted.
Yeah, that's a big deal for a lot of people, especially those who are privacy conscious.
Can you break that down for us? What does self-hosting actually mean in this context?
Sure. So instead of relying on some third-party company to run Release Bell for you, you run it on your own server.
Gotcha. So you have complete control over your data and how the service operates.
Yeah, you're not dependent on someone else's infrastructure or their terms of service.
Now, I get why that would appeal to certain users, but is it realistic for everyone? Is self-hosting something that the average person can handle? Or does it require a lot of technical expertise?
Well, it depends. Release Bell does seem to aim for simplicity, but there are some technical aspects to consider.
Like what?
Well, from the GitHub page, we see that Release Bell is written primarily in JavaScript and uses a MySQL database. It also requires Node.js and an email server to function.
That sounds a bit techy to me.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with those technologies, it might seem a bit daunting. But on the user end, Release Bell tries to keep things pretty straightforward.
So you're saying even with all that tech under the hood, the actual setup and usage is designed to be user-friendly?
That's the impression I'm getting. The key seems to be its integration with GitHub.
Okay, how did that work?
You basically just need to provide Release Bell with a GitHub token.
A GitHub token.
Yeah, think of it like a secure key that allows Release Bell to access your starred projects without needing your full password.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Like giving it permission to check for updates on your behalf.
Right. And once you've done that, Release Bell takes over and starts monitoring those projects for any new releases.
So they've really thought about the user experience, even for those who might not be super comfortable with the technical nitty-gritty.
It seems that way. And speaking of user experience, let's talk about notifications. How does Release Bell actually let you know when there's a new release?
Yeah. From what I've seen, it looks like it relies primarily on email, right?
That's right. Based on what we've gathered, email seems to be the main notification method.
Okay, now email definitely has its advantages. Mm-hmm. It's reliable. Most people use it regularly.
Sure.
But I can also see how it might not be ideal for everyone, especially in a fast-paced development environment. You know, you're in the middle of coding laser-focused on solving a tricky problem.
Yeah.
And suddenly you get pinged with an update notification. Talk about a flow breaker.
I see your point. While email makes sure those notifications don't get lost in the shuffle, it can be a bit disruptive. It does make you wonder if there are more seamless ways to integrate these updates into a developer's workflow. Maybe a discrete desktop notification that pops up in the corner of your screen. Or perhaps even an integration with popular project management tools.
Now you're talking something that fits more naturally into the way people actually work.
Exactly. Something less intrusive, but still effective.
And that actually brings up another point we mentioned earlier, that Release Bell is open source.
Mm.
Could that play a role in developing these alternative notification systems?
Absolutely. That's one of the beauties of open source software. Anyone with the technical know-how can potentially contribute to the project, whether it's by adding new features, fixing bugs, or even developing entirely new notification systems like the ones you just described.
So it's like a constantly evolving ecosystem where users can actually shape the direction of the tool.
It's a collaborative effort driven by the needs and creativity of the community.
That's pretty awesome. But speaking of limitations, there's another one that jumps out at me right now. Release Bell is exclusively focused on GitHub, right?
That's correct. As it stands, Release Bell only works with projects hosted on GitHub.
Okay. But there are other platforms out there like GitLab or Bitbucket that host a ton of incredible software projects. Limiting it to just GitHub seems like a missed opportunity.
I agree. Expanding platform support could be a key factor in Release Bell's long-term success, allowing it to cater to a wider range of developers and projects.
It makes sense to broaden their horizons. And if they're thinking about scaling up and expanding their features, they might want to chat with our sponsor, SafeServer.
Oh, yeah, good point.
They're experts in digital transformation and hosting solutions. They could offer some valuable insights on scaling the infrastructure, ensuring reliable hosting, and even help them explore those new features and integrations.
That's a great point. SafeServer's expertise could be a real asset for a project like Release Bell as it grows and evolves. And for our listeners who might be thinking about their own digital transformation needs, SafeServer is definitely worth checking out. You can learn more about their services at www.safeserver.d.
It's really fascinating how this deep dive into Release Bell has taken us on this broader exploration of open source development, the challenges of staying updated in a constantly evolving tech landscape, and the importance of tools that adapt to our workflow, not the other way around.
Absolutely. And speaking of adapting, there's one more feature we haven't touched on yet, settings per repo. This is where Release Bell really shines in terms of customization and control.
Oh, yeah, I saw that mentioned on their website. What's the deal with those settings?
Well, remember how we talked about avoiding information overload? This is how Release Bell tackles that challenge. Settings per repo gives you incredibly fine-grained control over your notifications. You can actually enable or disable notifications for each starred project individually.
Wait, so it's not just an all-or-nothing notification system?
Mm-hmm.
You can really cherry-pick what you want to be notified about.
Exactly. Let's say you're heavily involved in a particular open source project and want to be alerted to every single update, no matter how small. But maybe you're just casually following a few other projects and only want to know about major releases. Settings per repo lets you set those preferences for each project.
Okay, now that is impressive. That level of control is a game changer, especially for someone like me who tends to get overwhelmed by too many notifications. It allows you to really curate your information flow and focus on what truly matters.
Precisely. It puts the power back in your hands.
And on that note of empowerment, I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive into Release Bell.
Yeah, it really gives you that granular control over what you see and what you don't see.
Exactly. No more notification fatigue. And I think this is a good point to bring up something we touched on earlier, the fact that Release Bell is open source.
Right.
Can you remind us what that means and why it matters, especially in the context of a project like this?
Sure. So open source basically means that the source code of the software is publicly available.
Okay.
Anyone can look at it, study it, modify it, and even redistribute it.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's not some black box where you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes.
Exactly. It promotes transparency and collaboration.
And in the case of Release Bell, how does being open source benefit the project and its users?
Well, for one thing, it allows for community contributions. People can submit bug fixes, propose new features, or even create entirely new integrations.
Ah, so it's like a living, breathing project that evolves over time thanks to the input of its users.
Exactly. It's constantly being improved and refined by a collective effort.
And from a user's perspective, knowing that the code is open and accessible provides a certain level of trust and reassurance, right?
Definitely, you can be more confident that the software is doing what it claims to be doing, and there are no hidden agendas.
And if you're technically inclined, you can even audit the code yourself or contribute your own improvements.
Absolutely. It empowers users to take ownership of the tools they use.
Okay, so we've talked about the benefits of Release Bell, its personalized notifications, its self-hosted nature, its open source approach. But are there any downsides or limitations that we should be aware of?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is its current focus on GitHub.
Right. We talked about that earlier.
As it stands, Release Bell only works with projects that are hosted on GitHub.
And while GitHub is obviously a major player in the software development world, there are other platforms out there that people use.
Exactly. GitLab Bitbucket and others. So limiting it to GitHub does restrict its potential user base.
And it also limits its ability to track updates for projects that are hosted elsewhere.
Right. It would be great to see Release Bell expand its support to other platforms in the future. That would make it much more versatile and appealing to a wider audience.
And it would align with this broader trend of interoperability and breaking down silos between different services.
Definitely. It's all about making it easier for people to use the tools they love, regardless of where those tools are hosted.
And speaking of breaking down silos, I think this is a good opportunity to give another shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
SafeServer.
They're all about helping businesses navigate the complexities of digital transformation, and that includes finding ways to connect different systems and services seamlessly.
Right, and with their expertise in hosting solutions, they could definitely offer some valuable insights to a project like Release Bell as it grows and evolves.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in learning more about what SafeServer can do for your business, visit them at www.safeserver.dtid.
Oh.
Now, coming back to Release Bell, I'm curious about something we haven't really discussed yet, the actual setup process.
Oh, right.
How easy or difficult is it to get Release Bell up and running on your own server?
Well, that's a good question, and it probably depends on your level of technical expertise.
Okay, let's assume for a moment that I'm not a server guru.
Yeah.
I'm just a regular user who's intrigued by Release Bell and wants to give it a try.
All right, so in that case, the easiest way to get started would probably be to use a platform like Cloudrun.
Cloudrun.
Yeah, we saw that mentioned on Release Bell's website. It's essentially a platform that simplifies the process of self-hosting.
Ah, so it kind of takes care of the technical heavy lifting for you.
Exactly. It provides a user-friendly interface and a bunch of pre-configured apps, including Release Bell.
Gotcha. So instead of wrestling with server configurations and command lines, I can just click a few buttons and have Release Bell running in no time.
Pretty much, that's the idea. It makes self-hosting much more accessible to a wider audience.
Okay, that's good to know. But let's say I'm a bit more adventurous and I want to install Release Bell directly on my own server. What's involved in that process?
Well, you'll need to make sure you have all the prerequisites installed, like Node.js and MySQL.
Okay, and I assume there are some configuration files to tweak and some commands to run.
Yeah, there will be some command line work involved.
Oh, okay.
But luckily, Release Bell seems to have pretty clear documentation on their GitHub page.
Okay, so even if you're not a seasoned sysadmin, you can probably follow the instructions and get it working with a bit of effort.
Exactly, and there's always the open source community for support if you run into any issues.
That's right. The beauty of open source. You can always find someone who's been there and done that.
So whether you're a Cloudrun enthusiast or a command line wizard, there's a way to get Release Bell up and running and start enjoying those personalized notifications.
Cool. And once it's all set up, what's the user experience like? How do you actually interact with Release Bell?
Well, from what we've seen on the website, it seems pretty straightforward.
Okay.
You basically just log in with your GitHub account, and Release Bell automatically pulls in a list of all your starred projects.
Ah, so there's no need to manually add each project one by one.
Nope. It's all synced up with your GitHub profile.
That's convenient. And then from there, you can customize your notification settings, right?
Exactly. You can choose how often you want to be notified, what types of releases you want to be alerted about, and you can even set up filters to fine-tune your notification.
So it's highly customizable.
You
can really tailor it to your specific needs and preferences.
Precisely. And that level of control is what makes Release Bell so appealing. You're not bombarded with irrelevant updates.
Right.
You only see the information that's important to you.
I like that it puts you in the driver's seat and helps you stay on top of things that matter most.
And that's what good software should do, empower you and make your life easier.
Well said. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into Release Bell, I'm curious to hear your overall impressions. What are your key takeaways from what we've learned so far?
Well, I think Release Bell is a really promising solution to a common problem, staying updated in the ever-changing world of software development.
Yeah.
Its personalized notifications, its self-hosted nature, its open source approach, and its user-friendly interface all contribute to making it a valuable tool for developers and tech enthusiasts alike.
And I think the fact that it's constantly evolving thanks to its open source community is a testament to its potential for long-term growth and innovation.
Definitely. And as more people discover and contribute to Release Bell, it will only become more powerful and versatile.
So if you're tired of missing out on important software updates, if you value privacy and control over your data, and if you appreciate the collaborative spirit of open source, then Release Bell is definitely worth checking out.
I couldn't agree more. It's a tool that's built for the modern developer who wants to stay ahead of the curve.
All right. And with that, I think it's time to move on to the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore some broader implications of using tools like Release Bell.
Okay, let's do it.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Release Bell, I find myself thinking about this whole idea of automation and how it's changing the way we interact with software.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. On one hand, we have these amazing tools like Release Bell that help us stay informed and up to date. But on the other hand, I wonder if we're losing something in the process.
That's a really good point. I mean, it's great to be notified about new releases, but are we really taking the time to understand the changes they bring?
Right. Are we just blindly clicking update without considering the implications, or are we actually digging into the release notes and figuring out how these updates might impact our work or our projects?
And it's not just about understanding the technical details. It's also about staying curious and engaged with the software we use.
Exactly. Release Bell can be a fantastic starting point, but it shouldn't replace our own initiative to explore and experiment and really get to know the tools that we rely on.
It's like with anything else in life, you get out of it what you put into it.
Right. Release Bell can point us in the right direction, but it's up to us to take that information and turn it into something meaningful.
And I think that's a valuable lesson for anyone working in tech, or really anyone who uses software on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Stay curious, stay engaged, and don't be afraid to dive deep. And speaking of deep dives, I want to thank our sponsor, SafeServer, for making this episode possible.
SafeServer.
They are the experts in digital transformation and hosting solutions. And if you're looking for a partner to help you navigate the complexities of the modern tech landscape, they're definitely worth checking out.
Definitely head over to www.safeserver.d to learn more.
And that brings us to the end of another deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the world of tech.